The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's marvelous, motivating, and mostly mesmerizing Monday as we reunite through the radio, through the internet, through the app for the station, and through the app for the show. First up, it's amazing to think that God thinks of us at all. It's even more amazing that he wants to be the one who rescues us. That is amazing. Next, there's a lot of good ideas floating out in the universe. Sliced bread, good idea. S'mores, good idea. Worldly philosophies, oh, that's nasty. So that's not that great. And finally, the power of God created the universe. The power of God raised the dead. What do we need? We need the power of God in our lives today.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities and oy vey. So much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? So you can reach out to us three different ways. You can email us, david@hemustincrease.org. That will work. David@hemustincrease.org. There is that opportunity. Plus, you can call 972-445-0770. Now, if you call that phone number, get ready because I'm going to give it again, 972-445-0770. It'll be like having a piece of pumpkin pie with whipped cream and ice cream. Because Terrific T will be answering the phone, and she will be so nice to you right till you get to me, and then you're on your own. Also, you can text 214-210-8483. We have removed all shocking systems from it, so you can text without any fear, 214-210-8483. Now, you can do that about a praise report, a prayer request, a pop question, a comment, something cool. Keep it classy. It's all we ask. It's very simple. And you can also do trivia, one of the things that we do on a show that many people seem to really like. Let's start off with a trivia question that's a little bit of fun, okay? This is a fill-in-the-blanker, which means you got to put it in. For where your blank is, there your blank will be also. You got to substitute those two words, the blank words. Where your blank is, there your blank will be also. If you think you know that answer, you can text in, or you can call in, or you can email, whatever the case may be. Any topic is open, by the way, for conversation on the show because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. So I hope everybody had a very nice Thanksgiving. I hope everybody enjoyed their weekend. We did play a sermon, like a back-to-back sermons on the show on Friday and then the replay on Saturday. I heard some of it. That guy's a good preacher. No, wait, that was me. All right, and so I like that. But let's start off this week getting ourselves together, getting our minds right, starting the week off right with our DNA, because that is what we are made of, our DNA, our building blocks as Christians. You ready? You feeling comfortable? Feel pretty good? T? All right, here we go. The D stands for draw closer to the Lord.
Daily.
Daily, not weekly, not Wednesday nights and Sunday mornings, but daily on a regular basis. Number two, never, this is the end, never be ashamed of Jesus and his words. Never be ashamed of Jesus and his words. So draw closer to the Lord daily. That's D. N, never be ashamed of Jesus and his words. And A, always be ready
to serve.
Always be ready to serve. You do not know at what moment that the Lord may knock on your door and say, hey, I need your work. I need you to serve me. I need you to help advance my kingdom. We must be ready on a regular basis. That is what he expects of us. That is what a Christian is supposed to do. That's what the DNA stand for. Okay? All right. All right. So our trivia question, we opened up with a hard one, by the way, but that's okay. The question is for where your blank is, there your blank will be also. I can only tell you that this is in Luke, this particular passage, somewhere between 11 and 13 chapter-wise. I'll let you figure that out all on your own. Like I said, I hope everybody's doing great. Everything's moving forward as we go forward in the kingdom of God. I've got something I want to share, a couple of things on the teaching side of things. We'll talk about Coach and Texas Air King in the next segment. We'll talk about the history after that. We'll talk about some of the teachings after that. But let's start off with one, saying thank you to Terrific T and to wonderful Jennifer for doing all the work that they've done over the week, over this Thanksgiving week, to make sure everybody was still able to listen to the radio. That's pretty cool. Thank you very much, ladies. We appreciate that. And now let's get into our actual teaching, Isaiah chapter 63, verse 8 through 9. And it says the following, for he said, surely they are my people, sons who will not deal falsely. So he became their savior. In all their affliction, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. In his love and in his mercy, he redeemed them, and he lifted them and carried them all the days of old. Amen. All right, so here's a couple things to tell you about that passage right off the bat, okay? What the Lord is talking about is the people of God, and he's saying they will not deal falsely with me. And in our relationship with the Lord, there's a couple of things that you and I can do. There's a couple of mistakes that we can make that we come before him and say, well, that was wrong, and I need your forgiveness, I need your grace for that, and he understands that. But he doesn't want people to try and deal falsely with him. They will not be untrue type of people. They will not be hypocrites. They will not try to be something they are not. If you think about Ananias and Sapphira, the big sins in Acts chapter 5 was them trying to be something they were not. And God doesn't need you to do that. God doesn't want you to do that. He still picked you the way you are with some of the messes that you have. He redeemed you. He saved you by the blood of Jesus Christ. And he wants that you, the real you, to be the one that emerges. Okay? You understand that? So he doesn't want his kids dealing falsely. He doesn't want his kids being like, I'm faking it. It's like, don't fake it. Be real. Be the best you can be before him and recognize that where you fall short, that's what grace is all about. Once we take this caller, then we'll answer the trivia question, then we'll get back to the rest of the text. Okay? Okay. Okay? Okay. Here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David, this is Dave.
Hey, brother, how are you?
I'm doing great. The sun's shining, and I'm happy, and my heart's full of joy. Thank you.
Well, praise the Lord. And it's a nice day out. It's a little chilly, but nice. It's nice. You know, it's a – I mean, I like it when it's a little cold, so Noelle's like, you know, turn the fire on.
Yeah, I really. She's like me. I'm like her.
All right, my brother, you know this text. I know you know it well. I'm going to give you the chance to kind of fill it in. So Jesus said, where your what or where your blank is, there your blank will be.
If I remember right, where your heart is, there is where your treasure will be.
Okay, now back them up. Reverse them.
Awesome. treasure is, and that's where your heart will be.
You got it. That's right. There it is. Where your treasure is, there your heart's going to be.
I couldn't remember which one it was. I kept thinking, which one, how's it go first, heart or treasure first?
Where your treasure is, your heart will follow. So if your treasure is truly the kingdom of God, then your heart goes towards the kingdom of God.
Amen.
That's the big key in that. Excellent job. That's the way to start the week, because you are great at that.
Good to talk to you again, and bless your ministry.
I thank you, my brother.
May Yahweh pour out his blessings and love and mercy on you and your family and those who are listening to you.
Amen. I love you now. We keep praying for you. You keep telling me all the good stuff that's happening, because I believe God's doing great things in people's lives, and you're one of them that I pray for on a regular basis.
It's so valuable for me to know that, so thank you.
You got it. You got it. God bless you.
God bless you.
Bye-bye. All right, there's Ace rocking it, getting it rolling. Here we are. Monday morning, people are like, Monday morning? You know, so I was thinking about this. Let me just say this real quickly. It's Monday afternoon. Okay, well, I'm close. Here's the thing. People are like, it's Monday. Hey, you know what happened when Monday took place in the creation of God? God said it is good. God didn't go, oh, it's Monday. Okay, we do that. God says, it's good. It's good. It's good. He did that with Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But it's good. It's good. It's good. Right? All right. So just for all those that got the Monday blues, just be aware of that. All right. So go back to the text. Here we are. Good job by Ace, by the way. What the Lord is saying, he wants people that are honest, sincere, real. Look, if you make a mistake, own it. If you do something wrong, own it. I made mistakes. I think I make 1,000 a day, something like that. Lord, boy, that was bad. I shouldn't have done that. Well, I shouldn't be angry about that. It's not even my issue. I read something in the paper the other day that I thought was fascinating, and that was a person judging another person and acknowledging it. They said, I judged this waitress because they had a bad attitude. He said something to the manager, and the manager told him, you're lucky you're not going through the things that she's going through. He walked out convicted. Why? Because he knew what he'd done wrong was wrong. And he wrote about it and acknowledged it and said, that was wrong. I shouldn't have judged that person. I don't know what's going on in their lives. How do I know? I should have been more merciful, more compassionate, more like Jesus. It's a great element. So if we're making a mistake, own it. That's fine. We'll own it. And then he says this, he became their savior. The Lord is our savior from a salvation point of view. It's a done work, an accomplished work judicially, but he also saves you and I on a regular basis. And I think we forget that he's there to rescue us. And that word salvation, the Hebrew picture word, is somebody who's in the water flailing around, and somebody comes along with a boat and pulls them up out of the water. And that's what we need. We need the Lord to pull us up out of the water. And then closing this out, because I got to exit, is simply this. He was in all of their affliction, he was afflicted. So what you go through, the Lord knows, and the Lord feels that with you as you are his creation. Never think that God doesn't know what you're going through. He knows. He feels it with you. That's how much he loves you. Because he supports you and sustains you and rescues you. Got it? Okay. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Is because heaven is not some statuesque place where people go there and then freeze. Wait, I'm in heaven. I'm standing. Nope, I can't sit. Wait, no, I'm in heaven. I'm sitting. No, wait, I can't stand. Where does that kind of concept of heaven come from? Well, is he standing or is he sitting? I'm going to go with he's doing both. He's standing on this one. He's sitting on this one. Over there, he could be doing a Scooby-Doo act. I don't know what he's doing. All I know is that heaven is not about frozen people that don't move. And if we don't get a better handle on what heaven is, we're going to lose our communication of our hope to a hope that's based on 72 virgins, which guarantees you after 73 times, it's not the fun it was the 72 times. It's so ridiculous. And that's the hope we're not winning on? You have got to be kidding me.
The David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience? Imagine yourself on a rocket ship racing at 1,000 miles an hour into space. Once there, you can sense the power and the presence of the majestic and the divine. You forget about your troubles and your fears, and you just float in peace without a worry in the world. There are no struggles, no pain, no discomfort. It's soothing, calm, comfortable. But then, the show starts. And you realize that none of that stuff has anything to do with the show. What were you thinking? The David Spoon Experience, only for the brave of heart and the bored.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas, where we're about to do something I have never done before on the show. I'll do that right after the trivia question that we are going to give acknowledgement regarding for Texas Air King and fabulous Coach. Coach is a totally cool guy. So, I mean, you guys, we're going to try and get him on the air. We'll either put him on the phone, do an interview that way, or when the things maybe get better, we'll get him into the actual studio because it's a lot more fun to do live. But it's just somebody you want to talk about and you want to talk to and you kind of get what's going on. Let's play their clip, and then we will do the question for trivia for Texas Air King.
Up next is Bible Trivia, sponsored by Texas Air King, the coolest company in Texas. Make sure your home is comfortable in any weather and contact the AC Coach today. Call or visit him online at TexasAirKing.com.
There you go. All right, and if you decide, hey, I want to do something with Coach, don't forget, he's put this whole thing in play where if you do a system through him, he takes $500 off the top and gives that to whatever nonprofit charity you want to. It could be here, but it doesn't have to be this show. It could be anywhere. That's what I'm trying to tell you. So that's kind of a cool thing to your own church. Anything that's a Christian charity is going to do that with. All right, here's the trivia question. Okay, remember, I've talked to you about doing addresses. I want you to know where things are. It's just great for people to go, well, the Bible says, well, the Bible. But if you don't know where it says or anywhere around it, it gets to be kind of, murky. So I want you to know where this is. What is the address for when Jesus said, my yoke is easy and my burden is light? My yoke is easy and my burden is light. He's not talking about eggs when he's talking about yolks. Okay. He's like that. And when he says my burden is light, he's not talking about like yogurt. Okay. What's he talking about? He's talking about, I think you get the idea. Where is that located in Scripture? That's what I want you to be able to answer. Okay. So we got Texas Air King. I also want you to remember, because we are super low. Nice way of saying that. Super low. I don't want you to forget our website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. All right. Now, we did know that the giving would go down for Thanksgiving, and it usually does that around Christmas, too, believe it or not. But if you're in a position and you can help us out and you like the ministry and you want to support it, please do so, because we're low. So this is how you know how low we are. Ready? How low can you go? That's how low. Okay? All right. Okay. I want to do something I haven't done before. I want to go back to the last thing that we were talking about and finish up on it, because I really didn't get the chance to get into it. And then if nobody sends us an answer, we'll give you an answer in regards to what the trivia question is. Where in the Bible does Jesus say, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light"? Where does he say that? I want to go back to this Isaiah 68:8-9 portion, because it's important. I only covered like three of the points, and there's like 6 points in there, and I want to get to all of them. It says, "For he said, surely they are my people, sons who will not deal falsely. So he became their savior, and in all their affliction, he was afflicted." And why I want to bring that up is for you to understand that the Lord shares with you in the burden that you go through, the heaviness. He doesn't have the heaviness in that he knows what's going to happen, but he knows the pain you go through. Now, after we take this caller, and after we get the trivia question answered, I want to finish, because he talks about saving us because of his love and his mercy. Get that? Okay. All right, here we go. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, good afternoon, David. It's Al. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, Al. How are you doing?
I'm doing just good. I'm just good. Just fine.
Just good is good, though. I mean, to just good is better than just bad.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. The location. I need the location. I need the address. Where do we find Jesus saying, "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light"?
Would that be Matthew 11:30?
That is correct, sir!
Oh, wow.
Got it. That is key. And it's important for people to know that, because you can say, "Well, Jesus, he'll help you carry the load." It's like, yeah, well, what is that? Where is that passage? Well, here it is. Let me show you. That makes a big difference for people to be able to see it and to be able to read it. And what we get to know, and what's amazing about that trivia question and what I'm teaching now, is, look, the Lord knows. He knows at times it's heavy. He knows at times it's hard, but if we do it through him, it doesn't retain that depth of weight. And I will give a few of the authors credit when they talk about people, Christians, having big garbage bags that they keep around their necks, and they just won't let go of the garbage, and it just weighs them down, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's a great way to see it. How was your Thanksgiving, by the way?
It was wonderful. How about you?
It was good. I mean, I appreciate you. I was telling T, we had to leave early because Noelle had to get up really early, and so we missed the pie.
Oh, no.
I know. Is that sad or what? But the rest of the food was really good. I just missed the pie. Just had to go. Now you know what to pray for me. I'm going to be craving all week long. Pumpkin pie. That's all I'm going to think about. So. All right. Good job, my brother. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Take care, buddy.
All right. God bless. All right, great calls. Excellent job. All right, so let's go back to this. I want you to catch this. So there's three things here that the Lord talks about. His people, his kids, they don't deal falsely. Just be yourself. The Christians aren't, you know that saying, Christians aren't perfect, just forgiven? Well, that's right. And if a theologue doesn't like it, too bad. And they don't understand the exegesis process, well, too bad for them. Here's the bottom line. You are forgiven. That is the principle. Okay, you'll never be good enough to make it and to earn it. That's the other principle. So you rest in that. You just be true and honest. Yeah, I didn't do good in this. I got to do better. There's nothing wrong with being honest about it. That's what the Lord wants. I've told you before, my greatest prayer still to this day, 40 plus years, is when I told the Lord, I can't do this. I'm going to need some help. And that's the one he answered. And so it says, then he became their savior, and all their affliction, he was afflicted. So he feels that, makes that connection with us, just what Jesus is saying. He knows, look, and I know that it's heavy and it's hard the way that Christians walk it, but I've got solutions for you. And then it says, and the angel of his presence saved them, and in his love, and in his mercy, he redeemed them. Let's not skip the angel part. The angel of his presence. I know we don't talk a lot about angelology because for some reason it's either easier to talk about demonology or nobody just wants to talk about it. But the powerful thing is that Hebrews makes it quite clear that angels are there to minister for the heirs of salvation, which is us. And it's like, good. I want to know people are on my side. I want to see what Elijah saw. When Elisha saw the chariots and he was able to see the horses and the chariots of God. I want to be able to see in those realms that I don't see in too often. I think that'd be cool. Scary, but cool. And then it says, in his love and in his mercy, he redeemed us. To redeem us is to buy us back. I mean, the only way to really understand that in our current day is if you go to a pawn shop and you pawn something, then you go back and you redeem it. You buy it back. You know what I'm saying? The Lord bought us back. When we were sold out because of sin, he just came in and purchased us to get us away from that. But he did it based on his love and on his mercy. Because if he did it based on you and I, yikes. If the Lord redeemed me based on my worth, I'd still be at the pawn shop. That's kind of how I look at it. It's his love. And it's his mercy. And I think people forget about mercy, and I've been praying about this quite a bit lately. Mercy is not getting what you do deserve, like judgment. And David said it really nice. He said, blessed is the man whom the Lord does not impute sin. It's like, that's mercy. It's a form of righteousness, but it's mercy. It's like, oh, thank you, Lord, that you did not blast me away for this stupid thing I said, thought, did. Thank you for that mercy. It's wonderful. It's like, you know, it's like, well, I deserve to get spanked, but I didn't. Oh, thank the Lord and his mercy for that. And then it says this, and this is the part that I really wanted to get to. And he lifted them and carried them all the days of old. In other words, the Lord lifted and carried. So at Thanksgiving, I'll say this, but I'll be really careful. I was, you know, holding the grandkids, right? That's what you're supposed to do. But I had worked out earlier in the day and did more on the weights than I probably should have, kind of a little bit of a mistake. And so I put little cash down. And then my back went out for like a split second. I don't know if you've ever had your back go out for a split second. Have you ever had that where your back goes out and you're just like, you can't move? I had
all
that. I mean, that is so, what's the word I'm looking for? It's so debilitating. It's so like, you just like, and you're right? It was right.
It's like you're stuck like Chuck.
Yeah. Stuck like Chuck. Is that really what you just said? I want that somewhere on the website. Don't get stuck like Chuck. And the bottom line is I could really have used somebody like either massaging or picking me up or whatever. I mean, I was like frozen for a second. And I think that most people who've ever had a back problem, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Well, the Lord makes this commitment to carry us. And when we can't move, it's like, I need somebody to help carry me. And that's what the Lord commits to because he loves me and because he's full of mercy. And that's what he commits to you in. And he commits to understanding your affliction and bearing that with you to help you get through it, to being my Savior, not just from a judicial point of view, but from a situational point of view. He just wants me to be real. And it's like, okay, that's fair. That's more than fair. That's a great deal on my part. I get to get a lot of benefit from God. I don't know. He's just full of love and mercy. I'll take it all day long because that's what I need. That's what you need too. Okay? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The Christian faith is being attacked. 50 years ago, people would disagree with Christianity, but with a sense of respect. Those days are over. The rage, the flesh, the enemy, and the atmosphere of sin is growing and growing. Jesus said in Matthew 24, "The love of many will grow cold." And if it's not the end now, it's certainly a lot closer than it was yesterday. You may be from a Baptist background. David Spoon has that. You may have a Pentecostal background. He has that too. You may have a non-denominational background. Yep, he's got that as well. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Jesus Christ as the Lamb of God for you and I. God provided his own burnt offering, his own lamb of sacrifice, because our presentations are not that hot. And this is where you get the understanding that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. How many? All. And the wages of sin is death. That's the result. But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. And God showed his love for us while we were still sinners that Christ died for us. That's the love. He was the sacrificial lamb. And if you have never made that decision, I invite you right now to make that decision to acknowledge Jesus Christ as Lord. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. And this is where you get John 3:16, which people will say is the gospel in a scripture, which is not far off. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. That gift is available for you. And if you have never exercised that acceptance of that gift, I encourage you to do so by saying this prayer. And don't go anywhere because I got another one for all of us. Heavenly Father, I surrender my life. Lord Jesus Christ, I give you my heart. Pour out your Holy Spirit, for I believe you rose from the dead, and I confess with my mouth you died for my sins according to the scriptures. You were buried, and 3 days later you rose again. You ascended to the Father and are coming back soon, and I thank you for this new life you've given me. I praise you and pray this in your name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer for the first time, you are now a Christian. Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't forget about livinginhisgrip.com, which is September and Glenn's website. We encourage you to check that out on a regular basis. We got our trivia question. We have us reminding you about our website and reminding you of the opportunity to give. I'm not going to say please. I'm going to say please, please. And then you can just figure that out. And then we'll do our history and get into our next teaching, which I haven't even picked yet.
This is one of those shows just go with it. See what happens.
Rolling with the punches.
Yeah. Just rolling. What was that? Just stuck as Chuck. Is that what you said?
Stuck like Chuck.
I'm never going to forget that. I was stuck like that. All right. What was the name of the angel who spoke to Mary, the mother of Jesus? What was the name of the angel? You know, so it should tell you right off the bat, angels have names. Did you realize that? Angels have names. It's not like they're all like ghosts per se. They're a group of beings, and they have their own names. People are like, well, is there, UFOs? I don't know about that, but there's other creatures. I can tell you that. Scripture makes that quite clear. So there it is. What was the name of the angel that spoke to Mary? He had a name. What was the name? That's question number one. Number two, don't forget about our website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook. He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Okay, that's your place to give, your opportunity to give. We encourage you to do so. Hopefully you will. That would be very cool. Let's do our history. We've got a lot of stuff to cover, so let's get right into our history real quickly, please.
Let's go live in the past. Let's go live in the past.
Okay, we only do that because we do that simply why? Because we need a song to set us up to talk about history.
So that's what we have.
It's Blue Beanie Day.
I don't know what that means, Blue Beanie Day, but I think of a hat that has a propeller on it, and I think of something like that, and that's what Blue Beanie Day is to me. National Mason Jar Day. Mason jars are those cool jars that you put stuff in. Do you have mason jars? Do you ever use those at home?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I use them for, like, tea or to, like, store, like, not seasonings, but, like, herbs for, like, teas.
Oh, that's a pretty good idea. I kind of use mine as a pencil holder because Noah has like 4,000 of them. So I just, you know, I use color pencils on my Bible. I should show you my Bible with it. You can't. It's like a coloring book. You know, it's like, what? It's also Stay Home Because You're Well Day.
That's my favorite one.
Instead of staying home because you're sick, you stay home because you're well.
I like that one.
Yeah. That's different. I got to do that. And then National Moose Day, we're not talking about the animal. We're talking about the dessert. National Moose Day, like chocolate mousse and so on and so forth. Yeah, not a big fan? Yeah.
Like half and half. Not really.
It's like a pudding that never quite made it. It failed. It never got past junior high school graduation. It's just. That's right. That doesn't make sense, but it's funny. In 1872, on this day, the first ever international football, maybe I should rephrase that, soccer match took place between Scotland and England, just making sure everybody knows the difference. And then this, I couldn't pass this up. In 1875, on this day, the biscuit cutter was patented, issued by to Alexander Ashburn. He was an African-American slave who figured out how to spring load a metal plate with various shapes that would press down on the dough. It's like, pfft, genius, right? And that's why you have all those weird and funny and goofy shapes and stuff. And then last but not least, nah, that's not worth it. Oh, last but not least, 2004, longtime Jeopardy champion Ken Jennings finally lost. He finished the largest game show winnings of all time on Jeopardy with $2,520,000. Wow. To play Jeopardy and get to the $2 million part, I'd have a problem if they said spell Jeopardy. I'd be like, can I buy a vowel? Oh, yeah, wrong show. It's like, it's so bad I am. All right, have we covered everything? What have we covered? 40. She's like, you're gone for a week. What happened? Deb has answered part of the question. It's just a simple question. What was the name of the angel? Deb, you got that right, but I'm not going to say it yet. What was the name of the angel that spoke to Mary? What was the name of the angel that spoke to Mary? Here we go. Let me get into this teaching. A lot of people are going to dislike this. I'm not trying to teach this for any reason other than for you and I to stay in the proper, what's the word I'm looking for? Proper place, proper frame of mind. As you know, I take a strong position overall in being a kingdom person. I think that's most important of all. Here's some of the stuff that I'm wanting for people to really remember. This comes out of Mark chapter 12, verse 24 through 27. Jesus said to them, "Is not this the reason you are mistaken, that you do not understand the scriptures or the power of God?" Oh, man. This is a twofold indictment by Jesus laying it on the line for the Sadducees. For those that don't know, there's the Pharisees and then there's the Sadducees. And we used to say they're sad, you see, because they don't believe in the resurrection or angels. And so that's why we would call them Sadducees as a joke. Anyway, so the bottom line there is that Jesus chides them for not knowing the scriptures or the power of God. Now, there's a mistake that takes place in conservative circles that thinks that the scriptures are in and of themselves, by themselves, and only them, the power of God, which is not the way to view that. The scriptures are things that can, are writings that contain the power of God, because the gospel is in itself the power of God. It is the power of God. But that is not the only place you see the power of God. You see the power of God active over the whole earth in different places in what we would call the manifested presence. There's the universal presence of God, that's everywhere. Then there's the manifested presence of God where, bing, something happens and it just blows everybody's mind. Okay, those are the differences. And so Jesus goes right after them and says, "For when they rise from the dead," and this was the question we asked about marriage, they are neither married nor given in marriage, but are like angels in heaven. But regarding the fact that the dead rise again, have you not read in the book of Moses, in the passage about the burning bush, how God spoke to him and said, "I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He didn't say I was. He said I am. Present tense. Get that? All right, let's take this call. We'll go from there. This is David. Who am I talking to?
This is Nan.
Hi, Nan. How are you, brother?
Excellent.
Okay, good. Did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Yes, made it through.
Yeah, there you go. Good job. All right. I'm the only one that didn't get pie, but that's my fault because we had to leave early.
Oh, man.
I know. How do you do that? That's a bad Jewish play right there. I just made a big mistake when I did that. All right, my friend. So there was an angel talked to Mary. He had a name. What was his name?
Gabriel.
That is correct, sir. Gabriel. Absolutely right. And I think what people don't think about is that there's a without getting weird in theology, it's very personalized to think that he had a name and then that name was then shared with all of us through the gospel. It's like we yes. want you to know this messenger is a very important spokesperson for the kingdom of God. That's pretty powerful stuff.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And then when Moses made him Mo, I thought Gabriel could be Gabby, Michael could be Mikey, and Lucifer could be Lucy.
Yeah, there you go. See? I think I'm just going to have you guys get on the show and start teaching.
I know.
All right, my brother. Excellent job. You're fantastic. I love you. Great job, by the way.
Bless y'all.
Okay. Take care. All right. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Yeah, we have fun. All right. Deb did get it first, though. I will say I'm going to give her props. Okay, so I want to go back to this because this whole thing about the resurrection death. So these guys were challenging Jesus, and they were like going, sure, what the resurrection, what's going to happen? They were like, you know, they were like doing it like they were being, what's the word I'm looking for? They were being like cable TV news hosts or something. Yeah, sure, resurrection. And then Jesus is like, okay, now watch. I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, not the was. I was the God of. And then he says this. He says, he is not the God of the dead, but of the living. You are greatly mistaken. This is the only time this is used, by the way. He's telling these guys, your teachings are vastly wrong. Not just wrong, not just a little bit off. I expect the Lord from my time to time to say to me, oh, Dave, that's not right, or that's not the way to approach it. You know what? I don't want to hear him go, you're so far off, it's unbelievable. I don't want to hear that. You're so stupid, I don't want you to say that anymore. It's like, what, wait, what? But that's... in essence, in spirit, what Jesus was saying. You're vastly incorrect. You're way off. And the reason that they were way off is because they didn't know the scriptures and they didn't know the power of God. And you and I are encouraged by Jesus specifically to know both very well. We should know the scriptures and what they have to say. We should know where things are located and what the book has to say. God took the time to write it and communicate it with us. We should know it. Plus, we should know the power of God is active from the very beginning in the very first sentence all the way to the last verse. And watch this, from the first day you were born until the last day that you have breath. The power of God is active. And we should know both the scripture and the power of God to understand and draw closer in. God shows you his power all the time. Don't be afraid to say that. He's kind that way. That's what his word teaches us. That's what's so cool about that. All right, we're going to take a break and then come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
What is the purpose of human creation? God was bored and wanted a Tinker toy set to play with. He wanted a Petri dish to look at so he can go, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. As opposed to the mindset that says, well, this whole thing is a divine experiment. The Lord was bored, impossible to be bored if you're not stuck by time, by the way. Oh, you didn't think of that, right? Because he's not bound by time. The purpose of human creation ultimately is four words. Here we go. The purpose of creation for humanity? To fellowship with God.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Boy, this hour flew by, didn't it? Was it me? Was it just like, shoo? I haven't done the show for a while, so that could be part of it. A couple things to tell you. Don't, like we said, that was September, Glenn. Don't forget livinginhisgrip.com. We do have a trivia question for you. Then we'll get to the website. Then we'll get to the last teaching. Be in prayer as we are pursuing everything piece by piece. I don't know how T is going to do it, but looking for us to go from 60 to 90 minutes could be pretty intense. I'm a little concerned because I just don't want to drain everybody. Yeah, that's what I said. All right, here you go. This is a classic. But you should know this one, and if you don't know this one, I'll just tell you, this is located in the Psalm 23. What kind of valley is described in Psalm 23? Psalm 23, most popular psalm there is. What kind of valley is described in Psalm 23? Please do not forget, as we ask you with some sense of humility, our website, hemustincrease.org. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Okay, I just want to say, Deb's on a roll. She's just like, I'm ready. Deb, don't forget to check your text. We have to reschedule our board meeting because we've got a Bible study tonight, just to let you know. Yeah, just using the show to communicate messages. What else would I do? We're going to get into this teaching. So that's the trivia question is out there right now. So you got the straightforward. What kind of valley is described in Psalm 23? Many of you should know this. If you don't, look it up, and then you can call in and answer. I absolutely give you permission to look it up. Just don't Google it. Look it up in your Bible.
Okay, we covered that. Is there anything else that I need to cover? Everything that you're doing okay? Anything people need to pray for you about? How's Nick doing? How's the family? How's his family?
You know, they're staying strong.
Okay, all right. Keep them in prayer. All right. Well, we want to just, you know, take care of people. That's what we want to do. That's kind of our job. All right. Well, it's not kind of our job. It is our job. Let's just put it that way. All right. This is Colossians chapter 2, verse 8. A lot of you have heard some of this before. I'm going to be very careful on how I say it, which means I'm just going to tell you right the way it is. Colossians 2:8 says this: see to it that no one takes you captive through philosophy and empty deception, according to the traditions of men, according to the elementary principles of the world, rather than according to Christ. Okay, very interesting statement. And for those that like exegesis, you split this kind of passage up, you look at it, and you say, well, he's talking about philosophy, he's talking about empty deception, he's talking about traditions of men, he's talking about elementary or worldly principles, and then he's talking about Christ. So there's five different things there. And one of the things in this text that's important, it says, see to it that no one takes you captive. This is written to Christians, not to non-Christians. And even Christians can be swayed in argumentative moments without thinking through all of the thought process. And here the word captive means to be enslaved or to be fooled. Ooh. Well, I don't want to be fooled, right? So you have to understand what these philosophies are that would create this kind of tension, this kind of problem. A philosophy is a style of human thinking focused on science and arts. That's a philosophy. That's actually the dictionary definition. A style of human thinking focused on science and arts. And then you think, well, what are all of those philosophies? We've covered these before. We'll cover them again. Okay? This is a philosophy. Is part of it right? Sure. Is part of it wrong? Sure. Are all of these all right and all wrong? No, they're philosophies. Do you understand that? But you don't die on these type of hills. You die on Calvary, which is the hill that Jesus died on. Global warming, same-sex marriage, gun control, racism, allegations, silencing and removing conservative ideas, legalizing recreational drugs, required financial equality, which is socialism, elimination of the Constitution, no mention of God in public square, laws declaring the Bible as hate speech. There are 10 philosophies right there. Some have some really good points to them and should be examined closely. Some are ridiculous. Let me tell you which one's coming. Can I say that? I think everybody knows that the first 9 have already been covered. Here's what's coming. The Bible will be declared as hate speech. Now, listen, you think, oh, Dave. Come on, Dave. In England, right now, you cannot use the fullness of Scripture in the public speech square. I mean, are you kidding? It's the public speech square where there is no speech that is eliminated except for Bible texts. And here's the problem. The problem is they're going to make it. And who's they? Well, they of the world, they who operate in these philosophies, they who live in these empty deceptions, they who live according to the tradition of men or the principles of the world, as opposed to Christ, they're going to say what the Christian teaches is hate speech, therefore it is not allowed. And you think I'm kidding right now, you wait until they get to the point. You think it's going to be the issues of gun control, you wait till they won't let you read your Bible out loud in America. You think that'll never happen. Uh-huh. Already in nations around us, this is the case. And we are that group that believes that many, many people in this nation, that Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, and that God can write a book. He created the universe. He can write a book. And we stand by it. But if you publicly speak it, you can already see there's a physical attack that's taking place now. There will be a literary attack, and then there will be a faith attack. And you think that could never happen. Funny that Jesus said it was going to happen. He said that 2,000 years ago. Doesn't that bother anybody? Is it just me? How Jesus goes, hey, you know what's going to happen in a couple thousand years? Watch this. You're going to be like, oh, how could that have ever been? You couldn't even imagine this stuff happening prior. Now you're sitting there thinking, yeah, I think that's going to happen in my lifetime. Here's the bottom line. The reason that you hear me be passionate about the word and about these philosophies and about, you know, pushing and pushing and pushing is because you need to know the word. I have zero problem with doing proper, biblical grounded advocacy for great, proper, just positions and issues. But you can't get rid of the scripture because you don't like the way it makes you feel. That's not going to work. And if they do try to take that book away, if they do try and eliminate that kind of element, you think, oh, he's just fear-mongering. It's like, you know, I don't do that. But what I tell you is know the word, because if you don't have a book to read, you better have it in your heart. Because why? Because Jesus said, you greatly err not knowing the scriptures or the power of God. Like, ooh, see how that connects? Yow! You think, well, could it be that bad? Pfft, I don't know. I hope not. I mean, for my grandkids' sake, I hope it's not that bad. But if you know the word, then you'll know the truth. And if you know the truth, then you can live in the power and the anointing of God's truth and never be swayed by deception, never be captived or enslaved or fooled by world philosophies. You know how you know, I always found this fascinating, and then I'll just close out this. You know how you know what a counterfeit dollar bill is? Do you know how you know what a counterfeit 20 is? Do you know how you do it? You study the real one so much that when it's not real, you can spot the fake because it's not the real one. You study the real thing. You don't study all the fakes. You study the real one so intently that if it's not real, you can go, eh, not real, eh, not real. Well, guess what? That applies to you and me and the truth. You study the truth so much, you know it so well, that when the non-truth comes, you go, no, 'tis not the case. That's what you do. I know. Tough stuff, huh? Is it Monday? Yes, it's Monday. It must be Monday. All right, I got to answer the trivia question. You know, I love you guys, but I got to tell you the truth. What kind of valley is described in Psalm 23? Here's the answer. It's the valley of the shadow of death. Ooh, the valley of the shadow of death. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. I love that part because he's making a decision not to be afraid. I will fear no evil. I will. I choose not to be afraid because you're with me. That's the key. There it is, right there. Whew. That's all I can say. You know, I love you guys. Pray for you every day. Hoping all is well. Be effortful in getting yourself involved in reading the word this week. Put more of it in your system. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. 23-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The views expressed on the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.